Illinois schools are now teaching kids remotely. State officials say the goal is to get instruction to students by any means possible. But for families of special education students and their teachers, remote learning presents unique challenges. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines has this report.
Lauren Kamnick is at home in Deerfield with her three kids. Two have special needs. She says there's not much learning going on.
It's minute by minute. Honestly, these are very, very long days.
One son, Wesley, is 10 years old. He has a rare neurodevelopmental disorder that means he has a cognitive delay and requires a feeding tube.
He's in a classroom where he's learning how to wash his hands and, you know, brush your teeth and money and that kind of thing, and he's not learning those skills.
Kamnick's other son, Oliver, is 11. He has anxiety, depression, and ADHD. He normally goes to a therapeutic day school.
Oliver, he's in an environment where they're trying to get them socially and emotionally regulated, and he's not getting that right now.
Kamnick says just trying to get through the day is hard, never mind creating a structured environment in which her kids can learn. She relies on school to provide the therapies and interventions her sons need, and also to give her a break.
If I go to the bathroom for 5 minutes, it's screaming and banging on the door nonstop. I mean, it's I mean, if you can hear me, I just have this, I mean, it's just constant.
The struggle looks different for families depending on their child's needs. Betsy Crosswhite is at home in Wilmette with her husband and their three kids, including her 15-year-old son, Shane. Shane is on the autism spectrum, and you can hear him talking in the background.
It's hard because so much of Shane's day is reliant on his schedule. And so much of, it's not summertime yet. He's kind of a creature of habit.
Since school closed, screens are really the only way for Shane to engage with his teachers and therapists. Crosswhite says video conference calls are hard for him.
You know, it was me chasing him around with the camera while she's trying to even do one or two things for him. And it just didn't work out.
Most special needs kids have what are called individualized education programs, or IEPs. IEPs are legal documents tailored to each student's needs. Crosswhite says she took a look at Shane's educational goals recently.
No, I just think we all have to anticipate that he's not going to meet them this year, and we'll have to just sort of do a redo for next year.
Special education teachers across the state have also struggled to teach their students since schools closed. Cindy Klein works with special education students east of St. Louis in southern Illinois. She set up a Google Classroom for her students. But Klein says talking to kids while they're at home isn't like being in the classroom.
They don't have that structure. They don't have all the things that we spent all year setting in place to keep them focused. And so then that escalates into problems with parents or them getting behind or them getting stressed, you know.
Klein says she's changed the way she teaches now. She says it's less about meeting their educational goals and more about making sure they're okay. Recently, she asked her students to write journal entries, and she's not grading their work as she once would.
I write back to them just like it was a letter, and I encourage them to go outside and get some sunshine because I don't want them getting in a funk and getting depressed.
And it's not just the students who might be depressed. It's also their parents. And special needs parents are talking to each other online. They understand each other's reality, and that helps. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.